This is the Lou Rockwell Show.
It's wonderful to have as our guest today from Sydney, Australia, Dr. Frank Shostak. Frank is chief economist of MF Global. He's an adjunct scholar of the Mises Institute. Take a look at his very extensive and enlightening archive at Mises.org. Frank, seems to me all your predictions have come true. So here we had the boom, we had the bust. What lies ahead? I know that you think that maybe this is going to be even worse than what Hoover and Roosevelt and the Fed of the 1920s visited on the world in those days.
I do hope that we will not end up in a Great Depression, but at the moment we have not very good signs so far. You know, like the banking system is paralyzed, and the various signs now that the real economy is starting to weaken quite rapidly. So I do hope that there's something still left in the kitty as far as the economy is concerned. The bottom line, or what I call the pool of funding or pool of real savings, is still there, which will prevent perhaps the major catastrophe, which I believe been brought on us by reckless policies of the central bank and the government.
Frank, was this Alan Greenspan? I mean, was it Alan Greenspan and the Fed leading, how shall I say, the colonial central banks in the countries that are part of the U.S. empire? Did this all start with Mr. Greenspan?
Yeah, I would say Greenspan had an important contribution to what we see right now. But I would actually go further back and to early 70s when we had some linkage to gold at the time when the whole Bretton Woods system was shattered to pieces at the time. And we moved, following the advice of Milton Friedman, towards floating exchange rates, which removed all the checks and balances we had on central banks as far as printing presses are concerned, were removed completely. And then the second stage of massive monetary printing started in early 80s with financial deregulation, which was introduced everywhere in the world. It started in America, of course. And that's really, I would say, the development so far and the reason why we observe the calamity. And obviously, Mr. Greenspan has contributed enormously by lowering interest rates in 2001 from 6% to 1%, kept us 1% at least until 2004, and thereafter he started to raise them only gradually. So basically, he has contributed to a massive misallocation of resources, a massive bubble, massive printing of money. And then, of course, when it started to tighten, exactly what Mises was saying, you know, once you lower interest rates and pump money, you create a lot of false activities. I call them artificial forms of life or bubble activities. And when you reverse the stance, you basically strangle those activities and you create a bust. So the bust is basically liquidation of all the falsity which was created. Unfortunately, so many of them was created that nobody really knows now how many genuine good activities we have got right now. Even a good company today has got a large percentage of bubbles, and all that is going to be liquidated, and that's why we have the suffering.
Frank, they're trying very hard, of course, to avoid the liquidation, to hold up housing prices and to preserve every bank and every piece of commercial paper. They're just injecting unbelievable amounts of liquidity. What do you think? Do they have a chance of postponing the crisis, or are they simply going to make everything worse sooner?
Yeah, first of all, they make things much worse. Now, the question whether they'll be successful in preventing a calamity, it depends on how much of wealth still left in the economy. Now, if there is something still left, then they may delay it for a little bit longer, and then maybe we'll be spurred this time around. But I got my doubts whether we got enough Fed left, because the abuses were so severe and so massive that probably very little left in the kitty, so to speak. And probably the bank manager will phone us one day and said, "Mr. Jones, there's nothing left in your bank account. You're bankrupt." And that's probably the possibility that we are facing right now.
And Frank, this is obviously a worldwide crisis too. I mean, it's in Australia, it's in the UK, it's in Europe, it's in Asia too. Are there any places that are going to escape this?
Well, I don't think so, because the tragedy now that every central banks are all coordinating their policies. In other words, the boss is the American Fed, and all the other central banks are just like branches. So they're all coordinating. They're following the American Central Bank, and they're doing the same policy. They're pushing money together, and they're inflating together, and that's why we don't have any chance if everybody will fall down together. That's the tragedy.
Frank, they're talking about, I noticed they call it a Bretton Woods II conference, some kind of international conference of all the political and financial leaders to try to come up with a new monetary system. I'm sure they're not talking about restoration of the gold exchange standard. In the 20th century, in all these monetary conferences, they've always led to more expansionary policies, less of a role for gold, until, of course, as you point out, that role was entirely abolished under Richard Nixon back in August 15, 1971. So what do you think they're talking about? Or are they simply just talking? Do they really not know what to do?
Well, my personal view is that they realize that something is wrong, and they realize that the current monetary system cannot hold for any longer. The paper standard is bankrupt. It's completely unstable, and it cannot be supported any longer. So the natural thing is to go to the gold standard, allow the true money to take over market money, which is gold. I think they'll be reluctant, you know. So what they're talking about is it's very difficult for me to understand. Perhaps they're trying to create some kind of a fixed exchange rate or whatever, which is, again, meaningless type of thing they want to do, because you cannot have a fixed exchange rate without having a commodity standard. That's not possible.
Well, there's even been some talk of a world central bank. Of course, Keynes had mentioned that many, many, many years ago. But a world central bank on the model of the European central bank that would be above all the current central banks and somehow, by some monetary magic, bring about the effects of the gold standard, without gold.
Yeah, well, again, I believe it will be wishful thinking, because it's not possible to introduce a substitute for something genuine. I mean, it's like exactly what they're doing right now. The central bankers, by printing money, they believe they can replace real savings. I mean, so they're creating an illusion. Likewise, will be any so-called international, the supremo central bank of the world. It will be the same thing we'll have right now. I mean, for all the intents and purposes, the Fed is the chief central bank now of the world. And you can see how the failure of the banks, this bank.
Frank, we've talked about, obviously, all the things that are wrong right now, the crisis that we're in. But tell me, what would a decent, a real, an appropriate world monetary system look like?
Well, the as far as I'm concerned, the correct standard should be a gold standard, but not just a gold, simple gold standard, but just a gold coin standard, I would say. I mean, it sounds very primitive, but we should have a system which will completely deny the politicians and banks to make any attempt to create money out of thin air. In other words, we have to seal off completely all the loopholes for money creation. That's really the root of the problems we have today. Money out of thin air. That's how Murray Rothbard was expressing his ideas. And that's really that's the root of the problem, which has to be sealed off. And gold coin standard, I would say, is probably the most ideal thing. Oh, look! It's obviously, one can argue, let's allow for notes which be fully covered by gold. I would love such a thing, but provided we don't have governments there at all, that they and central banks that don't tamper there and then don't interfere, and we'll have everything, the coinage, minting, and everything done by the private sector, then we'll have a chance to create a beautiful world.
Dr. Frank Shostak, thanks so much for being with us today. I want to, again, recommend that everybody take a look at his archive on Mises.org, where you'll see that he has been talking about why we were facing a crisis like this, and lots of great articles analyzing the present crisis and showing us what to do about it to the extent we can, given the incredible horrors that central banking and big governments have created.
Well, it's my pleasure. Thanks.
You've been listening to The Lou Rockwell Show, produced by LouRockwell.com. The best-read libertarian website in the world. If you'd like to advertise on this podcast or on the website, email advertise@lourockwell.com. And thanks for listening.